With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. A final deal signed by a federal judge this week outlining cleanup of century-old mining waste in Butte means there's going to be a flurry of work happening in the center of town. Nora Sachs has more.
U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon on Wednesday gave his final stamp of approval to an overarching Superfund cleanup deal for the Butte Hill and its headwater streams below. That deal, or consent decree, is a massive contract between the Environmental Protection Agency, the state of Montana, Butte-Silver Bow County, and Atlantic Richfield, the former oil company on the hook for the historic mine waste cleanup, which began back in the 1980s. John Sesso, Butte Superfund coordinator, says at heart, it's a roadmap, a blueprint for finishing the decades-long cleanup of the city and floodplain and ensuring that it's taken care of forever.
Getting this blueprint approved by the judge is just further testament to the fact that it's a sound proposal. It outlines an effective, sustainable remedy. And I'm just really pleased that we can get on with the work now.
Most of the remaining cleanup actions will be centered on protecting Butte's urban creeks, Silverbow and Blacktail, from heavy metals lurking above and below ground. Stormwater that washes metal-laden sediments off the steep Butte Hill has long been the biggest threat to the city's little creeks. So in this new deal, Atlantic Richfield is going to build more basins that catch and hold stormwater and drop out the dirty sediments. It will also cap any leftover old mine dumps on the hill to prevent sediments from washing off it in the first place. Polluted groundwater is also a menace to Butte streams, so AR is going to have to collect and treat it permanently and fix any gaps in the system. It's also agreed to remove the source of the groundwater contamination, tons of ancient mine tailings buried near the creeks. For retired hydrogeologist Joe Griffin, who devoted his career to the Superfund cleanup, having a comprehensive deal that's set in stone is a relief and a reason to celebrate.
Boy, it's like a 30-year yee-haw.
All in all, Atlantic Richfield plans to spend at least $150 million more dollars on Butte Superfund cleanup. That amount includes all the remedy work outlined in this deal, a settlement with the state to get rid of mine waste and reclaim the Blacktail Creek area, and building a 120-acre park in the city's Industrial Creek corridor. AR's local liability manager, Josh Bryson, says the details of that park still need to be hashed out with the county in a separate pact, but as an engineer...
As a designer, you know, as a resident and a father, I don't think there's another project I'd rather be working on. I truly think it's going to be transformational.
Now that the consent decree has the judge's green light, Butte's core Superfund public health program is also kicking into a higher gear under a separate but related EPA cleanup order. In Walkerville, a hamlet above Butte, guys in hazmat suits recently crawled into the attic of an old miner's cottage, then fired up a huge vacuum and sucked out all the poisonous dust.
That dust right there has got lead and arsenic in it.
Crews like this one search out heavy metal contamination in and around Butte homes, and where necessary, will clean up your house, attic, or yard for free. Bankrolled by Atlantic Richfield and run by the county, the Residential Metals Abatement Program is one of the most critical parts of Butte Superfund cleanup. Eric Hassler, who's in charge of RMAP, says it's now about to grow in both scope and scale.
We're now rolling in schools and the play areas associated with schools, the high traffic areas of parks throughout the community, and any commercial building that has a residential component associated with it.
RMAP services will also now be available by request to about 3/4 of Butte Silver Bow County, outside of the boundaries of the Butte Superfund site. Hassler says the EPA's cleanup order will allow the program to expand more quickly and with more flexibility than a consent decree.
I'm very excited, but we got to learn to walk before we can run, and we're going to approach it very systematically.
Yeah. So, now that both the cleanup order and consent decree have cleared the last procedural hurdles, Butte can expect years of intense construction and cleanup work happening in the creek corridors that run right through the center of town. Josh Bryson with Atlantic Richfield says the new and improved Superfund remedy should be fully operational by 2028. And while the company has its work cut out for it, this Superfund deal delivers the one thing money can't buy: closure.
You don't close the book per se, right? But you know exactly now what's required of you.
Officials at the Environmental Protection Agency say Butte Superfund settlement will, quote, ensure that we meet our goal of beginning to delist this longstanding site by 2024. In Butte, I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
For more on the past, present, and future of Butte's Superfund journey, check out Richest Hill, available wherever podcasts are found and on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Auld.